I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of RIP to the name McTrenzie. McTrenzie. A baby name that USA Today is reporting could be going extinct. Is Ooh. The name McKenzie.
Oof.
For girls. Oof.
The
Girl
washed
name
list.
At risk of extinction. Yeah. The washed name list. My name's Jack, by the way. That is Miles. Our names are not washed. We're glad to report.
They were washed many years ago.
That's right. My name was washed my entire childhood. There was nobody.
My shit is just kind of like, mine ebbs and flows. I got this weird thing. I think I said it on maybe on the show. I went to like the local spot and the dude working there, like I had to give my name and they're like, oh, cool name. And I'm like, oh yeah. And I was like, wow, what's your, I didn't put together the guy was gonna be like, yeah, my name's Miles too. And I was like, and I meet him, like, how do you spell it? And he's like, with a Y. And I was like, pfft. And I was like, wait, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have like been so dismissive. Like, suddenly be like, all right, motherfucker. Yeah, okay. That's a real name. Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
These names.
So these are the girl names at risk of extinction.
And how do they determine this? Because
this is like the list of most common names,
right,
according to Baby Center.
Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun.
The show that comes on before Sports Center. Baby Center. There you go.
Thank you.
Brooke. Blake, McKenzie, Brooklyn, Charlie, Reagan, RIP to Reagan, good riddance,
oh,
you fucker, McKenna, Finley, Amanda, Michelle, I love that McKenna's on here. These are all names that are down a significant number of spots year over year, you know, like down at least 100 spots in terms of popularity.
Right.
The biggest loser is Blake down. No, Brooke is down the most. 198 plus.
Hey, but shout out to all y'all millennials with these names. You know what I mean? Just at the forefront, you know? That's really what I say. And then what about for the boys' names?
For the boys' names, we got Julius down 189. Jaden down 151. Like, this list is interesting because I've seen these fuckers come and go, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Jaden, I've seen come and go. I remember that when it was on the biggest risers list. Now,
look at you.
You know, look at you, Jaden. Look at you. Johnny.
Okay.
People were naming their kids Johnny, like on their birth certificate.
Johnny on the
Johnny.
Spot. Okay.
Raiden, I guess.
From Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, the new Mortal Kombat movie sucked.
And or Metal Gear. Like,
yeah.
Depending, I don't know which one you're into, but I like how there's
both,
John. Like, those
all
are,
of
those,
them?
Those are two Mortal Kombat names. There was Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
And then Raiden. So then, oh, that does
next
not.
Scorpion. Next Sub-Zero.
Sub-Zero. Oh. Please tell me Kano isn't there. Goro and
damn.
Motaro.
I can't believe Motaro's on here.
Fuck, man.
Reptile. Brian the editor. Reptile. Reed, Brady, Nasir, Ronan, Bradley, Clayton. These are droppers. All right. So let's look at the names that are blazing in 2024. Nothing really surprising here. Olivia, yeah. Isabella, Amelia, Sophia, Emma, Charlotte, Ava, Ellie, Aurora, Luna.
Those are a lot of vowel enders.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't fault Donald Trump for mistaking any of these names because they start with a vowel and end with a vowel in a lot of instances. So, you know, he's not in cognitive decline, just like Nancy Pelosi and
he could confuse all these. Aurora and Amelia, basically the same name.
Same name. Anyway.
Boy names blazing in 2024.
Why do they have that in there? Blazing.
Blaze, sure. Just blaze. Noah, Liam. Liam's been up here. Oliver, yeah. Elijah, Mateo, Lucas, ooh. Asha, ooh. Ezra,
oh.
Michael, and James. Ooh. Michael and James. I love that it ends with like two names from the fucking Bible that have just been.
Just letting you know, man. Yeah. The good Lord still shining down on us no matter what. The good book doing its thing.
The good Lord giveth and taketh away names on the blazing momentum list.
Yeah. Shout out my homeboy Nebuchadnezzar.
Speaking of blazing momentum, Biden and Trump they both won in New Hampshire. Nikki Haley said she's not going down without a fight. That pissed off Trump pretty badly.
Yeah. Who is Mr. I refuse to go down without a fight for everything? But he's like, this asshole needs to fucking figure it. And it's like, just
I'm assuming she's going to like stick around until we get an official ruling from the Supreme Court, right? Have they ruled?
Her long game is, I'm going to just wait this dude out because you never know.
You just never know. We don't know.
It could be the cognitive incline.
Yeah.
It could be the 91 felonies. Something might catch up. But I think also, too, like, you know, it's until all the delegates are actually, you know, allocated, like, you know, she can stay in it for a minute. The next big one is going to be South Carolina. But like, again, the polls aren't great. I think a lot of people were like, her one shot to maybe begin to craft like a narrative or seemingly seem like the momentum was moving in the right direction would have been to win in New Hampshire.
This was her mom's spaghetti moment. It was just all over her shirt. And
she's nervous. She didn't come through. On the surface, she looked calm and ready, but didn't work out quite that way.
It's mom's spaghetti.
Yeah.
What he wrote down, the whole crowd, mom's spaghetti.
mom's spaghetti Haley, the campaign rolls on. But again, it's really going to be a matter of like, are donors going to stop doning? Do you hear that?
the donor party
donin yeah the donor the donning party
donor pass
I think she I mean we'll see what happens. I think most people are like it's probably a wrap. And then again, Biden's name write-in name campaign worked out, so I mean nothing really surprising here.
Nothing surprising. My prediction that he was gonna like have a poor showing because he had to be a write-in candidate and people would use that as an excuse did not come to pass. He still won pretty handily. So it's who we thought it was. Haley's sticking around. She's not gonna take Trump out like electorally. She's sticking around in case something else does legally judicially.
She said this thing. She said the party that's first to ditch their 80-year-old candidate is going to win the presidential election.
Wow. Nikki. Might have to start taking your texts again, girl.
Yeah. What's up, John? You like the spice I got coming out my mouth? You know what I mean?
John, you have to listen to this.
Seriously, John? Did you hear the fucking burn I just laid down on Trump and Byron? Tell me you're on board for $50.
Yeah. The robocall, I guess, is not going to end up being a story, but it is. We did get our first instance of like an AI robocall with a lot of examples of AI stuff that we've seen to this point. It was not like very impressive technologically, like just the writing was bad.
Yeah.
So basically, they took a Joe Biden voice that I'm guessing was somewhat convincing and had it say, hey, voting this Tuesday only enables the Republicans in their quest to elect Donald Trump again. Your vote makes a difference in November, not this Tuesday.
Jack, let the man speak for himself here. Let's let Joe Byron.
Oh, you got it?
Digital Joe Bi. Let's hear from him and see if your grandparents would fall for this.
We know the value of voting Democratic when our votes count. It's important that you save your vote for the November election. We'll need your help in electing Democrats up and down the ticket.
I mean, look, I'll
this
let it keep...
sounds I, like shit, Miles.
Yeah.
AI is bad.
But
wow.
It's also believe because it sounds like when Joe Biden has like low energy though too, and he's right. Kind of like getting through it. But yeah, this is malarkey. You gotta the delivery is so flat. All right, Joe.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Robo Joe. But yeah, it didn't
but
work.
People are saying like the president of Public Citizen declared that the political deepfake moment is here. And Democrats wanted the DOJ to investigate the calls to see who might have done it because we don't know.
Yeah.
But people are talking about the future of this. You know, the FCC has been a little slow to take action on the issue. One thing that people think might actually be good at combating this is basically an AI system, a program called RoboHalt. RoboHalt. Halt.
Oh, shit.
Just RoboCop straight up. But it's actually more like the Blade Runner test. It's a AI virtual assistant that can answer phone calls from unknown numbers and ask it questions to determine whether or not the call is legit or not before sending it through. So, yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me. Like,
this also just feels like the perfect thing for the AI industry. Like, you know, the only way to fight AI.
More AI, baby.
More AI, dude.
But yeah. So we're basically headed for a world where phone calls basically have a CAPTCHA process on them. And do you ever fail at CAPTCHAs?
I occasionally, it's weird. Like, especially when it's like, yo, click all the depictions of like a street light.
Yeah. Or so the one I get is like that it's multiple boxes on a picture of like a guy on a motorcycle. And they're like, select all the boxes that have a motorcycle in it. And I don't know, like there's one with like a shoulder of a guy riding a motorcycle, but so that's not a motorcycle, right? But like, I've tried it both ways and I've not gotten it. Like it's very confusing.
I know what you mean. Cause sometimes it'll be like, well, that's the corner of the street light is in this one. The main attract, the real light up part is in this
right.
one.
Yeah,
and they'll be like, nah, you fucking robo fuck, get out of here.
Yeah,
and
I'm nice like, try what? Robot asshole.
Yeah. All right, give me another one. The other one, like, I prefer the one that's like, slide the puzzle piece into place.
Yes.
That one I'm acing every time.
I'm so good at that. I used to brag so much about how good I was at CAPTCHAs.
Oh, man. That used to be my,
acing
be
these
my
things,
thing.
Man.
Oh, dude, here, grandma, give me that real quick. What is this? Knock that shit out. I ain't no robot. Hey, you didn't raise no robot, Grandma. At least you know that.
Anyways, it looks like we're headed for more of the same.
Okay.
Although there's been some, like the Drudge Report, the kind of, you know, right-wing link aggregator that is still extremely popular somehow, is like really reporting on a lot of polling that seems to suggest, not reporting on, just reposting a lot of polling that suggests that like, Trump might be in more trouble than we think. Who knows if it's true? But
The thing that has really been that a lot of people pointed out was like this sort of polling in Iowa and in New Hampshire of people who are Haley supporters. They're like, I'm in no fucking universe do I vote for Trump.
Right.
Whether that means they go to whoever, like a third party candidate or sit it out or whatever, remains to be seen. But like, I don't know. Like, it's like with polling, it's like, okay, I'll believe it when I see it. And he is not actually being elected in a normal way. But yeah, who knows? That's a lot of people are like, there's a lot of red flags in that win for Trump. It's like, how many times have we been saying there's a lot of red flags here for Trump? Like, come on now. We can't.
Let's we just, can't. We simply just, can't. We mustn't. Get,
yeah, just start. I don't know. Like, I think like the New York Times today put out a piece. It's like, we're normalizing Donald Trump again. And I'm like, is that a critical piece or an announcement?
Hey guys, get in, loser. We're normalizing Donald Trump again.
Again. Like, what are we doing?
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk streaming wars.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
We're back.
And Netflix, we've talked about this being a process that started end of last year. It seemed like a lot of the other streamers were giving up and being like, we need money now. We like money yesterday. So they're licensing all their shit back to Netflix and no longer trying to create these other platforms. And we might be headed back to a world where you just need the one streaming service. It's Netflix. And it seems to be like, so they just announced their Q4 results and it was even better than people expected.
Oh my god!
Like they just have all the shit now.
They've got everything, and also like their exclusive shows or whatever. This stat was crazy in terms of streaming. They had the number one show on streaming 48 out of 52 weeks last year.
Yeah.
So as much as like we, when in the beginning we're like, oh, Max is pulling up with HBO's catalog. Cut to Sex in the City is now reportedly going to be on Netflix in its entirety.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit. That's like when you start seeing the other networks and, you know, studios begin to be like, yeah, man, we'll license that shit to Netflix. You're like, oh,
so
you admit it.
You admit it.
It's a problem. Or at the very least, you're realizing it's better to, like you're saying, just have cash on hand from the licensing fees than to be like, we're going to grind it out against Netflix. Oh, they're fucked. They were fucked.
Yeah. Some of the big hits for Netflix this past year that are in no way like Netflix originals or the Super Mario Brothers movie. Young Sheldon, Suits, obviously, which started on USA. The Batman, Dune, Ballers, Band of Brothers. I didn't realize. So Paramount Plus has basically thrown in the towel, or Paramount, because Yellowstone is now on Netflix.
Yeah, that's a bad look.
That's bad.
When you're like, this is the one thing I got, and I gave it to them.
Sorry. Like, well, what I don't have any money.
Please, do you want our golden goose of Yellowstone? And I think that's the thing is now everyone's like, well, we still don't know what the downstream, pun intended, effects are going to be for these other platforms. Because like if you, the whole thing was being like, and you can only get it on WB streamers or whatever, and now everything's on Netflix, then what is the point? And I don't know if that's like a long-term strategy where they're like, yeah, we'll just get through this next 5 years and hope people won't completely abandon their 9 stream package that they currently have. So I don't know. It seems like it's beginning to sort of stabilize in the sense that Netflix is just being like, yeah, this is what we've been doing, in case you guys forgot. It's how Breaking Bad blew up.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, good for consumers, I guess, in the sense that, like, in the short term, in the sense that, like, all these shows are going to be there. Like, even Disney seems to be giving up. They're going to license Lost and Grey's Anatomy to Netflix, which those are, like, massive ABC properties that are, I could really see Lost blowing up again.
Has Gen Z discovered Lost yet?
They're about to if they haven't.
The way they would go, I wonder if they'd be like, oh my God, like fucking John Locke is Baby Girl.
So Baby Girl.
Yeah. John Locke, So Baby Girl. Jack is cringe as fuck. And Sawyer, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about him. Just the jury's out.
Named me after Jack from Lost. That's how I got my name.
My name? I don't know if you've heard of Jack Shepard. He's a doctor from Lost, but that's my namesake.
My full name is Dr. Jack Shepard O'Brien.
From Lost.
From Dr. Lost. Dr.
Jack Shepard from Lost O'Brien.
Yeah, So Baby Girl is trending. I don't know that I want to talk about it. It's a new Gen Z term that people seems to be trending from people using it and then people being like, and nobody knows what it means. It's a term of endearment, I guess.
Isn't Baby Girl everybody was Baby Girl. Everybody was in the aughts
saying
the
Baby 90s. Girl, but okay, so Baby Girl.
Again, I love that Gen Z is just picking through the garage of the popular culture of yesteryear. I mean, like, hey, what about this one? Baby Girl?
Oh my God, that's so stupid. I love it. Yeah. Also, like, look for wrestling to have a big year in the coming year, because I guess it'll be 2025, is that when they're doing it? But
yeah,
Netflix is taking their first big foray into live sports entertainment.
Thank you. Sports entertainment.
They're going in on Raw, the WWE thing. They spent $500 million per year, $5 billion over 10 years.
How?
To have Raw.
That, honestly, I'm like, I do not understand how you, like, how Raw, like, look, I was all into Raw's War back in the day on Monday nights and shit, but like, how that's worth $500 million a year. But I guess when you zoom out, you're like, it's because Netflix is now being like, and we could put ads on that shit.
Right.
And that's
what I never associated wrestling. I mean, I never really watched wrestling, but like, when you watch wrestling, like, does it have like high value ads? Like, I feel like it was always on like places that I wouldn't expect to have it to have, like, you know, big car commercials and stuff like
that. Well, I just remember watching back in the day, like at the height when it was like Stone Cold versus The Rock kind of thing, and they would just leave you on a cliffhanger. a cliffhanger and then just go to commercial and you're like, well, fuck, I can't, like, this shit is live. I'm not going to fucking get up out of my seat or whatever. Or maybe, you know what I mean? Like, so in that sense, I guess you can definitely absolutely have an audience there for the advertisements. But I think it's like, again, anything. They're looking at ways to diversify and bring in even more obscene amounts of money. And for them, they're like, okay, this is something we could put ads on. Where that goes, I'm not sure. Like, I've been so out of the wrestling fandom game for a minute, but that's maybe something worth asking Jacques next time we see him.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jon Stewart is returning to The Daily Show, sort of. He's agreed to host just one day a week through the 2024 election, starting in February. The rest of the time, other Daily Show correspondents will host. So the current format, which has been sort of a revolving door host format, isn't going away, but Jon Stewart will be the host every Monday. After his Apple TV Plus show, with The Problem with Jon Stewart, suddenly ended following creative differences, that apparently involved Apple not wanting them to cover topics like China and artificial intelligence.
He's back on the Daily Show. They came so, I mean, like, did you see at the Emmys when they won and Roy Wood Jr. was up on stage and he just said, hire a host.
Just kept mouthing that shit on stage.
I loved it.
Oh, Roy.
Apparently they were very close to hiring Hasan Minhaj, and then that New Yorker article came out and gave
them
cold
feet. They became very contentious because I know he like replied with his own thing. He's like, this is a stretch, y'all. But that's all it takes these days. And it could have been Roy Wood Jr. too.
Yeah.
Could have been. But hey, look, maybe we'll have somebody from the show on pretty soon. Not making any promises, but it might happen.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday, January 24th. Mm-hmm. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Yes. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
No.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.